Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Michelle Jay from San Diego. Hello, I'm Michelle, and I'm an alcoholic. And I did not put my name in the hat. So if you think that you're safe out there because you didn't put your name in the hat, you might want to rethink that. I think it depends on who goes to the meetings that you go to. Anyway, I'm really honored that Randy asked me to speak, honored and shocked. It's kind of like when you give your name to a newcomer and they actually call you. That's how it felt to me. I've been sober for a year and a half. I grew up here in Allied Gardens. I was a little kid in the 60s, and my parents were hippies. There was a lot of hippie paraphernalia around my house. A lot of hippie paraphernalia, and my parents were also daily drinkers, and I realized pretty early on that the hippie stuff was not normal, but the drinking was. You know, people drank on TV, and other people's parents drank, and so that seemed normal to me. They were also a rare breed of hippies because they were Catholic hippies, and so we went to Mass every Sunday, and I went to parochial school in elementary school till the eighth grade, and participated in all of the sacraments. And why I'm telling you this is that my parents tried to make us look really good from the outside, and I learned that early on too. And I always looked really good from the outside all of my life. I started drinking when I was 14. I started. Three of the women that I started drinking with are here tonight, which is really amazing. And I drank for 30 years, and I'm not a blackout drinker, and I have a really strong stomach, so I very rarely got sick. So I could drink a lot for a long period of time, and like for days. Well, not really days, but I never really had any trouble with my drinking until recently. All the first things I ever did in my life, the first date I went on, the first dance, the first kiss, I was drinking for all of those, all of my firsts. And so I didn't date anyone who didn't drink. I didn't hang around with people that didn't drink. And I drank with my parents. They were of that philosophy that it was better to drink with them so they could see what I was doing. But I didn't want to drink with my parents unless, I was on restriction. And no, they didn't let me drink when I was on restriction. But I have a 13-year-old daughter now, and I look at her, and I she's about the age when I started drinking. And I didn't think it at the time, but I was really a little girl. And I didn't know how to do anything without drinking. And my first husband drank, of course, and we had a daughter, a little daughter, and he became violent. And, well, he was always had temper issues, but he became violent when my daughter was about 4 years old. And I didn't put it with alcohol because he was verbally abusive and physically abusive. When he wasn't drunk as well, but now that I look back on it, we were always in some stage of drinking. There was either before the drinking when we're like jonesing to drink, or during the drinking, or hungover afterwards. And so that was, now I realize that it was alcohol-based, but I didn't think that at the time. So I divorced him, and I started dating this man who I was attracted to because he drank like me. And that was my MO. And we got married, and we bought a house together, and we bought a business together. And our business went south, and we were in some big financial problems. And he did some pretty crazy stuff with our finances, and I found out about it, and it scared me to death. I thought I was going to lose everything. I thought I was going to lose my house, and all that financial insecurity stuff. And that was the day that I started drinking differently for the first time in 30 years. I started drinking at him. I started drinking at situations, and it was completely different than the way that I had always drank. And I drank like that. I started drinking alone. I started drinking just to numb out. And about 3 weeks into that, he said something to me after I'd been drinking all day, and I became violent with him. I attacked him, which was not a good idea because he outweighed me by about 100 pounds. And but anyway, he didn't hit me back, luckily. And when I came to the next day, of course I remembered it all, he told me if I ever did that again that he would divorce me, and I swore I would never do it again, but it didn't occur to me to quit drinking either. So 28 days later, coincidentally, and I just want to say that PMS and drinking copious amounts of alcohol do not mix, so, and I tried it twice. So anyway, 28 days later, the same thing happened. I'd been drinking all day, and he said something that pissed me off, and I attacked him again. And I woke up the next day, and I thought, this is it. I have to quit drinking today, because first of all, my life is going to go one of two ways. One is he's going to divorce me, and I'm going to have to start over again with my daughter. Scenario number two was that he would not divorce me, he would forgive me, but I was afraid I would do it again. I mean, there was nothing to stop me from doing it again, so I realized that I needed to quit drinking. I didn't know how. I couldn't imagine my life without alcohol. I was really hungover, and I tried to look up Alcoholics Anonymous in the phone book, but I couldn't spell it. So I'm not a good speller anyway, but when I, you know. So I got online and I Googled AA, and Central came up, and I went to a meeting a couple days later at Kelton Avenue, free on Friday. That was the first meeting I ever went to, and I swore if anybody looked at me, I was going to lose it. I sat in the corner and I cried all through the entire meeting, and of course, you know, if you've ever been to Kelton Avenue, it's a pretty lively group, and you know, they were coming up, and the secretary of the meeting gave me a big book. I went up to him to ask if, you know, how much they were, and he just shoved it in my arms and said, take this. He could tell I was a woman on the edge. And so I went home and I started reading the book, because I didn't know what else to do. I, you know, people had given me phone numbers, but I couldn't call people. My husband was definitely not talking to me. I was so ashamed of what I had done, I couldn't tell anybody. But I could read. I could read the book. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat, but I could read the book and go to meetings. And so that's what I did. And I benefited from the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous right away, and thank God I did, because that's what kept me coming back. I didn't understand anything anybody was talking about. I didn't know what the steps were. All I knew was I could go to meetings and I could read the book. And I started, I took suggestions because I felt so crappy. I figured this has got to work. Something's got to work, because people were laughing and smiling, and I wanted what you all had. So I got a sponsor right away. I started doing service right away. I gave people rides. I made coffee. I stacked chairs. I did what I was told to do. And I didn't understand the steps for a long time. I did them because my sponsor told me to, and I trusted her. But I didn't get what they were all about. And I got to about a year sobriety, and I got stuck. I got stuck like halfway through my ninth step, which is not a pretty place to get stuck. And I struggled with, you know, my sponsor, and I decided to get a new sponsor, which was a huge, big deal, and it didn't need to be because I'm still really close to my first sponsor. Got a new sponsor, started doing the steps again from scratch, and that's when things changed for me. I finally got what was happening, and my life changed. And I quit drinking because I thought that... I thought my marriage would get better, and that wasn't the case for me. I ended up getting divorced and getting a new job and moving and all of those things in my first year, and my first year was very, very, very painful. But what I can tell you is if you're new and you don't understand it, like emotional sobriety, I didn't know what that meant, or a lot of things. There's a lot of things I just didn't know, but I just took it on faith, and I did it. And now I get it. When I started drinking... I was 14, and I had just stopped going to Catholic school, and I lost my connection with God. I didn't think that God would love me if I drank, and I just didn't feel worthy. And what is such a trip to me is that alcohol brought me back to alcohol, and Alcoholics Anonymous brought me back to God and my higher power. And I never thought that was possible for me. I just didn't think that that was going to happen to me. So anyway, my life is really great now, and I'm really happy to be here, and I'm really glad that I'm done. Thank you, and have a nice evening.
Thank you.